Good morning, fellow wrestling fans. I know it's been a while. I took a little extended break after the holidays just to kind of catch a breath, basically. But here I am serving you up another illustrious dish of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I am, of course, Matt Granberry, your host. Thank you so much, everyone, for being patient with me. Hope everyone is enjoying the new year so far. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I find myself today talking about nostalgia. Now, nostalgia in pro wrestling, it can be good. You know, seeing your heroes, seeing the people that you grew up with in pro wrestling, seeing them make an appearance, or even being a part of a segment on the show. You know, it's always great. But nostalgia also can be pretty bad. I mean, Goldberg versus The Undertaker comes to mind. That was bad. And even though I haven't watched a WWE product in a while, I have kept up with it. And the fact that Goldberg is challenging Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble, I don't see the point in it. Why? Why is Goldberg doing this? I understand. Goldberg puts butts in seats. Goldberg is a big money draw. I think I just answered my own question. But what does Goldberg have? 2-3 moves? That's it? What does he do? What does he bring to the table? Where's the substance? Where's the story? Oh, Drew McIntyre is going to try to conquer the unconquerable Goldberg? Well, excuse me, he has been conquered. Okay? I'm sorry, WWE, this was just bad booking on your part. But more to this little nostalgia topic that I'm on right now, more to that, okay, I loved it when Sting made his AEW debut. Sting is a legend. Sting is an icon. Hell, Sting is the wrestler that a bunch of us followed all throughout the late 80s and 90s, and he's the guy who got a bunch of us into wrestling, and he's been God knows how many wrestlers he has influenced over his career. And it was great to see Sting back on TNT. It was great to see Sting interact with the newer generation. And how AEW has been using him, I thought, hey, this is great. He's not having to get physical. You know, he's not having to do a lot of stuff. He just shows up, clears the ring, you know, is Sting the badass, and, you know, it's a great segment. But now we're actually seeing advertisement for a street fight for Revolution, Darby Allin and Sting versus Ricky Starks and Brian Cage. Okay. First of all, when was the last time Sting had a match? 5 years ago? And I'm sorry, we don't know if Sting is completely healed. Now, again, they're advertising the match. So, obviously, Sting has gone to him, to the powers that be, and say, hey, I'm good, I'm ready to go. But again, we don't know. Maybe it will be explained in the Dynamites leading up to Revolution, but there's a part of me that's thinking, why? Again, why? What does Sting have to prove other than he just wants to be a part of AEW? He wants to further AEW. He wants to help it. He wants to help the newer generation. And that's all well and good. But again, how healed from his injury is he? I mean, this is the injury that forced him to retire. This is the injury that put him out. And now all of a sudden, oh, I'm back. I'm here. I'm Sting. I love Sting. I do. I've always loved Sting. But I just don't. I don't see why he would take a risk. You know, the man's pushing 60. Why would he take a risk right now at this stage of his life? Other than the fact that I know he loves pro wrestling. Obviously, he loves pro wrestling. That's nothing new. But again, why take the risk? Why risk re-aggravating that injury that damn near crippled you? And this time, I don't know. I don't agree with it. And I might be proven wrong. I might be, they might be coming out. But as of right now, I don't agree with this. I really don't. I could see Sting, like, in the corner of Darby Allin and another partner of their choosing. I could definitely see that. I can definitely see Sting in, like, a Tully Blanchard kind of role. But, no, he wants to get in the ring. And, again, he's a grown-ass man. Do whatever the hell he wants to. I ain't trying to tell Sting what to do. I just don't have to agree with it. And I don't at this point. Because, again, nostalgia is all well and good. Oh, yes, it's Sting! It's Sting! It's all wonderful. Great. Hey, it was a mark out moment for sure. For sure. I was marking out. I know a bunch of other people were. To see Sting in AEW, and he's already said he is signed with AEW for a considerable period of time. So that's all well and good, but again, I don't want to see Sting wind up in a wheelchair. Okay? Or God forbid worse. I just, as far as Goldberg is concerned, look, I really don't care for the guy, but I don't want to see him get injured either. I don't think he will. But, again, nostalgia is wonderful. It is. But it can also be so, so wrong and so bad. And until I am proven otherwise by either WWE or AEW, I don't like these two things. These two things, these, you know, nostalgia trips. I mean, again, what? Drew McIntyre is a two-time WWE champion. You know how rare it is to win that championship multiple times? You guys know. And again, why Goldberg when Keith Lee's over here? Or, you know, Shinsuke Nakamura, or someone else besides Goldberg. I don't mean to be negative or anything on a Monday morning, but seriously, I mean, I guess you could say, oh, well, this is, you know, Vince catering to the big money guys. Okay, fine. Well, what is Tony Khan doing? Is he catering to Sting because he's a big money draw? It's Sting, okay? People are going to watch. Sting is like Goldberg. He puts butts in seats. He draws money. He has for years. But is it worth the risk? That's what I'm asking. Is it worth the risk to Sting? Because, again, we don't know how healed he is from his injury. Yes, it's been 5 years. Yes, it's been, or 5 or 6 years. I don't know. Yes, it's been a while since he's been in the ring. He's been away. He's been healing. But why would you want to get back in there when you're healed, when you're actually feeling good, if that's the case? Or is this part of his contract? Hey, we gotta get one match out of you, Stinger. I don't know, and am I going to be watching the Goldberg-Drew McIntyre match? No, I will not. I'll catch up with it. I'll watch the highlights. Am I going to be watching Revolution? Yes, I probably will. And I'm going to be praying during that entire match that Sting doesn't get injured. Again, nostalgia can be used for good, but it can also be so terribly bad. It's been proven. And I'm not saying that Sting's old or he's lost a step or hell, maybe he has. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. It worries me. I am very concerned. I am. I just hope that AEW is taking steps. And I hope WWE takes steps, which, you know, if they're any kind of professional company, both of them, they will take steps to ensure the safety of their performers, which I'm sure they will. I know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. I do not like it at all. Sorry, that's my opinion. Agree with it or not agree with it, that's your call. But anyway, I don't mean to be a cranky ass on a Monday morning. This is my first podcast episode in a while, and I just, it doesn't sit well with me. But anyway, hopefully everything will turn out great. Well, guys, that's all. That's my take for this week. Guys, be safe out there. Take care of each other. Support each other in our love of pro wrestling. Make sure to subscribe to all your podcast needs. I'm here on Anchor. I'm here on Spotify. Guys, thank you for all the love and support that you have shown me. Can't thank you guys enough. Love you guys. Have a great day. Have a great week. And we will talk to you later. All right? Bye.